Let us begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The text for this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Dear fellow Christians, as we read this verse, we get excitement and enthusiasm as well as comfort for those people who preach good news to people, other people around the world, who have not heard of the gospel. This is the message of deliverance, peace, and salvation. In this verse, we can see that the Jews were returning to their home. They were exiled in Babylon. Now they were free to go home as the Lord has promised. They were so glad to come back to their own place. We have an adage, there is no place like home. They were on their way to Zion, also known as Jerusalem. Some of the people in that group hurried to go to the city to tell the masses that the captives were freed and they are coming to home in Zion. This deliverance of the people out of Babylon has, as its consequence, nothing but good, namely peace with God, the perfect condition of salvation. Their feet are called beautiful because they are looked upon as the bearers of the glad news. They are presented as hastening over Jerusalem's hills toward the city. Let us compare this same situation to the people on earth today. Billions of people are in spiritual exile. They are in the mire of sin and struggling in the pain, in the bondage of the devil, and also in hostility to God. They are trying to earn salvation by following Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and others, other kind of religions. Those religions, rituals, traditions, etc., just bind people and take them away from God. God paid the ransom for us and for them and opens the door of heaven, which is the home of those who believe in Jesus. Those people are lost forever. However, we have good news from God to them. As God saved us, He also wants to save those people, the world. Therefore, He has given us the great commission to bring good news to the people who are upset, disappointed, frustrated, and have no hope for their life. Once we all were exiled, God sent the messengers to us, or to our parents, or to our grandparents, to reveal the good news that there is freedom, deliverance, and salvation. We believe in true God through His grace. As a result, we are now saved. We have hope, and we also have a great privilege and the assurance of the eternal life. I would like to tell some facts about the Himalayan country, Nepal. 98.6% population do not know and do not follow the true God. Rather, they worship nature, stones, rivers, animals like cows and bulls, birds, sun, moons, and stars. They even have temples for monkeys. They are looking for the salvation through those created things, but they don't know the creator of the universe. They do not know that only Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Most of the Hindu people are engaged in witchcraft and idolatry. They make different kinds of idols and worship those metals and stones. About the city of Kathmandu, it is said that there were as many temples as there were houses and as many idols as there were people. Hindu people offer animal sacrifices too. Unfortunately, the world's biggest animal sacrifice is held in Nepal every 5 years. More than 250,000 animals are killed in the ceremony. All these things are done in order to gain favor from their God and salvation. This is the real situation and practice. But my fellow Christians, you are saved and your family is saved through the gospel of our Savior. Nevertheless, what about those millions who do not know the true God? Are you responsible to tell the truth? Are you interested in sharing the sweet and comforting great news of salvation to those people? Do you think that you ought to pray and tell the great message to those people? If you and I do not tell or do not convey the message, then their souls will be lost and condemned. God calls the feet of those who carry good news. Beautiful. They publish peace and salvation and say our God reigns eternally. God also calls your feet beautiful. If you carry gospel to the people, if you proclaim salvation to the people. As we also know that CLC has its overseas missions for quite a while. The Lord blessed our church body in Nepal by connecting us with the CLC, and the CLC's mission works in Nepal was started. We were blessed that in 2011 we got a privilege to welcome 10 mission helpers to the country. They came with Pastor Todd Ullman and share gospel with the people as well as prayed for those lost people. More than 1,500 children were evangelized. We were also glad that we and were encouraged by having fellowship with Prof. UD and Missionary UD in 2012. And our believers in Nepal are praying for the mission helpers for 2014. Please pray for the unreached. Go to the world. You have the message. Share your good news. Save the lost souls so that God may call your feet beautiful. Amen. We'll sing hymn 487 verses 1 through 4.